Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's July the 1st, 2016. 1751, on this date, the first volume of Denis Diderot's Encyclopedia was issued, who had set about to catalog all of human knowledge. It's the birthday of the grammarian William Strunk, Jr., born Cincinnati, 1869. 46 years he taught English at Cornell, best known for a book that he published himself in 1918 for his students at Cornell. He called it The Elements of Style. It was very concise, the rules of usage and some principles of composition. He said, use the active voice. He said, vigorous writing is concise. A sentence should contain no unnecessary words. Make every word tell. One of his students was E.B. White, the essayist, who in the late 50s revised the Elements of Style and expanded it, updated it. It was published by Macmillan in 1959. Elements of Style, known simply as Strunk and White. A few years ago, Time magazine called it one of the most influential books written in English. It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Jean Stafford, Covina, California, 1915, author of Boston Adventure, The Mountain Lion, and other books. Jean Stafford, who struggled with alcoholism, supported herself by selling short stories to The New Yorker, died in 1979 and left her entire estate to her cleaning woman. It was on this day, 1858, Charles Darwin published his paper about his theory of evolution, its first appearance to a public audience, though he'd actually come up with the theory 20 years before that. He was reluctant to make it public because, first of all, he was not known as a biologist, rather as a geologist, and also he didn't want to create a controversy by offending anybody's religious beliefs. But in 1851, his oldest daughter, Annie, died of typhoid, and he was worried about his children. Would they be able to provide for themselves after he died? So he went to work on the book 7 days a week. And then, when the family was struck by scarlet fever and his youngest son Charles died, Darwin allowed the paper on evolution to be read. Though he himself was not present on this day in 1858, he was at home grieving for the death of his son. Here's a poem for today by Sarah Fraley, Old Flame. Decades after I quit, I still dream of lighting a cigarette, and even in sleep, feel my fingers curve to grip the filter tip of a Newport. Recall the arc I traced, groove of hand to lip. Do I miss smoking? Or the girl who smoked, who tucked a buck in the pocket of her cut-off jeans, so sure the world would buy her Jack and Coke? Or miss the men who lit me up, flick of thumb against greased wheel, first hit igniting tiny white lights, strung nerve to bone, clatter of engine, rev of cells, oh, axons, oh, dendrites. Old Flame by Sarah Fraley from her collection Sad Math, published by Moon City Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.